Photos, American Treasures Christmas at the White House. By Michelle Moons on November 26, 2018. Glittering red and Christmas trees flocked the halls and rooms of an American Treasures-themed White House Monday with nods to history, America's military, and children. First Lady Melania Trump designed this year's White House Christmas displays centered around the theme of American treasures, honoring America's unique heritage. Walking into the White House East Wing, reporters were greeted by photos of First Lady Trump's recent trip to Africa and the Gold Star family's tree. Breitbart News's Christina Wong took the press preview tour through the White House's Christmas-clad halls. The Gold Star family tree saw its second year displayed at the White House. Gold Star families decorated the tree that honors all of America's military troops and those families who sacrificed to protect American freedom. Standing by the tree is a stand inviting visitors to send an electronic message to loved ones on duty or serving abroad. Photos of First Ladies through history are displayed nearby. Strolling through the hall next are rows of 40 topiary trees crafted out of cranberries. Next begins the first of a host of trees displaying the 2018 White House Christmas ornament in the East Garden Room. Nearby this tree is the first family's Christmas card. The Vermeil Room honors America's First Ladies with two trees decorated with blues and golds. In the China Room, three tables display replicas of White House state dinners from administrations under Presidents Theodore Roosevelt, John F. Kennedy, and Donald J. Trump. The displays use pieces of the permanent collection. The East Room is again host to the traditional White House nativity set in the midst of 14-foot trees decked in gold and paper ornaments depicting six regions across the country. The nativity has been displayed for the past 51 years. The room highlights American diversity and ingenuity in architecture and design. Four custom mantel displays depict the skylines of New York City, St. Louis, Chicago, and San Francisco. The Grand Foyer and Cross Hall are flooded with 29 trees meaningfully arrayed in red with more than 14,000 ornaments. The red was chosen as an extension of the pales, or stripes, found in the presidential seal designed by our founding fathers. It's a symbol of valor and bravery, according to the Office of the First Lady. The State Dining Room is home to the annual White House Gingerbread House, which this year depicts the entire National Mall. The room celebrates national symbols of the United States including the bald eagle, rose, and oak tree. Flocked in blue and honoring each U.S. state and territory, the 18-foot official White House Christmas tree is displayed in the blue room. More than 500 feet of blue velvet has been embroidered in gold thread with each state and territory and wrapped around the towering tree. America's bounty and harvest steal their moment in the green room. A variety of fruits, vegetables, and grains adorn the tree centered in the room, as well as the garland on the mantle, according to the First Lady's office. The grand foyer was alive with the music of the military band for the event. "This is a joyous time of year when we decorate the White House for the Christmas season," said First Lady Trump. "Our theme honors the heart and spirit of the American people. Thank you to the many volunteers and staff who worked hard to decorate the halls of the People's House in Christmas cheer. On behalf of my family, we wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year." More than 100 open houses and other receptions will be held at the White House throughout December. The White House estimates more than 30,000 people will pass through the halls during December public tours. Michelle Moons is a White House correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow on Twitter at Michelle Diana and Facebook.